Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So this modern workplace that we have is a whole lot different than what our grandparents grew up in. Way different than even what our parents saw. And now our children are in a different one than what we saw. So how do we navigate this? How do we move around what has been a changing workplace? And let's ask the question, have we as a society, have we as Americans become anti-work? Are we allergic to hard work? Jeff Arnold is joining us, and I'm delighted to have him come back on. We've had Jeff on in the past as we were talking about issues related to leadership, among other things, and he knows a lot about that. But also, he's got a book out now called Leading Across the Generations, A Guide to Managing and Motivating a Multi-Generational Workforce. So let me ask you, first of all, Jeff, are we anti-work? Are we at the point where we don't want to work anymore?
It's a great question. I'm so happy to be a return guest here.
Offender, right.
a return offender then, my friend. I are him.
Yeah.
You would never, ever, in our growing up, characterize America as anti-work, right?
Right.
However, it would seem that quiet quitting, minimal Monday mindsets and lazy girl jobs are all the new fad, right? Like everyone wants to kind of jump on that bandwagon. I would submit to your listeners that it's just a small subset of our society. It's getting a lot of airplay, but the definitive answer to your question is I don't think America's anti-work. Rosie the Riveter is the image that comes up in my mind.
Yeah.
She hasn't given up hard work for just making TikToks yet, so there's hard work still inside all of us.
There is, and you think about the people that had tattoos of Rosie put on their forearm, right, or you know, things like that, because that was a symbol of what American stick-to-itiveness was, or American hustle really was for a lot of people, that, you know what, when I'm off doing something else, you pick up the slack, and the ladies were doing the work because the men were off at war, right? I mean, how has it changed from that time, World War II, to where we are right now?
Well, it's been a monumental shift, right, in the workplace, from 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s to more women in the workplace. And then more recently, in the 2000s, right, now it's the multi-generational piece. It's no longer just the sexes or the genders, sorry. It's the generational. And so now, at no time in history, has there been five-plus generations, right? You have from boomers, Gen X, millennials, Gen Z, and now the Generation Alphas are starting to work their way into the workplace. And so you have five different ideologies, five different impressions. And the reason it's so tough for late boomers, all of Gen X, and early millennials is those are closely aligned on work habits and work ethic, but middle millennials, late millennials, Gen Z and Alphas have a different mindset about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
It is not, I'm Gen X, and if my employer asked me for 40 hours, I would give them 50, right? That's just what you did, right?
Right.
But now there is a minimal Monday kind of mindset, and this is no disrespect to any generation. If you think about it generationally, just the boomers were the largest generation, right? And so that mindset pervaded everything.
Sure.
That was sandwiched by Gen X, which was not as large a mindset. And then come the millennials, which is bigger than the boomers, right? And so that big pivotal shift about how we view work, they're more about work-life balance. And so Gen Z comes along and Alpha comes along, and that's the starting point is work-life balance, right? It's not what can I do for my employer, it's what can my employer do for me. And so we talk in the book really about everyone struggled with managing or leading multiple generations, so giving them some good talking points and some skill sets to address these issues.
Jeff, should it be a matter of us addressing it with our coworkers, or should we go to our boss? Meaning, we don't think that somebody else is doing their job, or maybe we just think we're doing more than we were asked. Why aren't they? I mean, how do you address that? Do you address it with your coworker, or do you just go to your boss and let them deal with it?
Oh, I think there's multiple ways to see that. It just depends kind of on how your organization, your work is structured. I would say this as a starting point to whether it's directly with your coworker or to your boss, to always be thinking of, be relational and not transactional. And that means, I really just say in the book, you know, seek a connection, not communication, right? Like, here's an example. If you were talking to, we'll go to the generations again. If a baby boomer is having a problem getting to work at 8, you would say, Joe, we start at 8. You know, 7:59 is late. You got it? See you tomorrow. I mean, just, it's simple and quick. If you're talking to Gen X, there's a reset button on the back of all Gen X heads. I have one, and the parents would hit it, and it reset. You're like, 8 o'clock is when you get here. You got it? Right? So, but as you go further down into generations, not bad, just different, you might have to sandwich it. So it would sound like, Joe, hey, we start at 8, but it seems like that's a problem for you. Help me understand what's going on, or what I can do to address this. Do we need to change the time? And so you kind of have to sandwich these conversations, depending on the generation, with to give them more input into the answer. And then I have one more just quick takeaway is, remember, the goal in any conversation, whether it's with your boss or your coworker, is always correct the behavior without destroying the person, right? So many people want their boss to destroy the person or reprimand them or write them up. The goal in any of this is to correct the behavior without destroying the person, and that lies at the heart of leading across generations. Understand why and what the problem is.
So before I let you go, the question that I've wondered from the beginning of this conversation is, how do we avoid the attitude of, well, you know what? Nobody else is going to bust their hump. Why should I? I mean, how do we, I mean, other than the fact that we've got to look ourselves in the mirror and say, did you do the best job you could today? I mean, that's what's sort of driven a generation of American, generations of Americans. I mean, how do you avoid that? Well, you know what? Time to mail it in if everybody else is going to.
Yeah, so a lot of people have written to me and said, hey, should I just throw my hands up and say, well, if you can't beat them, join them? Yeah. And I would counsel all your listeners that, you know, I personally have a deep moral compass that says, don't do that. Don't be like that. At the end of the day, every single person, good or bad, earns the reputation they have as a slacker, as a lazy girl job worker, a Monday morning mindset. You earn that reputation, good or bad. Once it's bad, it can take years to correct. And so we all know this. When companies have lean times, who do they keep? They keep the people that show up, produce, and get things done. So take great confidence in not joining them. Don't throw your hands up. Know that good work does get rewarded.
5-time best-selling author. He certainly has a way of talking about these difficult conversations and helping us to understand that across generations, people look at things differently. If you want to know more about Jeff Arnold, check out the latest book that he's got called Leading Across the Generations, A Guide to Managing and Motivating a Multi-Generational Workforce. Jeff, thanks again for being here on KDK. It's always good to hear your voice, and we'll have you back again real soon, I promise.
Thank you, my friend.
Yep, good stuff. From Jeff Arnold, talking about, are we lazy? Have we gotten to be anti-work? And we'll keep talking about that. 866-391-1020. Love to hear from you about that as well.